Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The way to stop the globalists is to expose that they're behind it. But if they can pose as the saviors, they're going to bring the country down. Their heads politically must roll.
It's going to be the Chinese century come hell or high water, and it couldn't have been telegraphed any clearer.
One woman said, "I want a recession because that'll help get rid of Donald Trump." And that, I think that's most liberals won't admit that.
One way you get rid of Trump is a crashing economy. So please bring on the recession.
And here we are facing the threat of an 18-month shutdown, which would fuel an unemployment rate that could make the Great Depression look like a walk in the park.
Okay, so look at airline industry, auto industry, restaurant industry, hotel industry. Capitalism does not work in an 18-month shutdown. Capitalism can work in a 30-day shutdown. And to stop the buyback programs, to husband resources, to draw down their credit lines, because hell is coming.
Regardless of our convoluted global situation, the Chinese just turned their economic engine back on. While the world chokes on a silent wave of their communist propaganda filtered through American think tanks and eventually the Mockingbird media.
Did this virus originate in China? Yes. But, Mr. President, that does not excuse your weeks and weeks of tweeting lies and misinformation about the virus while the leaders of other nations were taking steps to make sure their populations could be safe.
Do you consider the term Chinese food racist because it's food that originates in China or it has Chinese?
No, I don't think it's racist. I don't think it's racist at all. It amazes me when I read the things that I read. It amazes me when I read the Wall Street Journal, which is always so negative. It amazes me when I read the New York Times is not even, I barely read it. You know, we don't distribute it in the White House anymore, and the same thing with the Washington Post. They use different slogans and different concepts for me almost every week, trying to catch something. Last week it was, oh, chaos. You see me, there's no chaos. I have no chaos. I'm the one telling everybody to be calm.
Forcing freedom to come to a temporary standstill in the wake of the Chinese stranglehold on the availability of basic common medicine.
Even the medicines to care for people who are hospitalized with coronavirus, 90% of those ingredients come from China. Once we opened up free trade, that's when we lost our last aspirin plant in 2002. So we can't make aspirin in the United States. That's when we lost our last penicillin plant, which closed in 2004. At the same time, we lost our ability to make vitamin C. These are basic things we need for life. This is about survivability. So we have to bring that manufacturing back home to this country.
And while the silent majority is away, the D.C. rats will play. Now those that would never waste a crisis are beginning to rear their ugly heads. As OpenSecrets.org reported, as the coronavirus outbreak began to spread across the U.S. in mid-February, Senate Intelligence Committee Chairman Richard Burr unloaded his holdings in dozens of stocks that would lose much of their market value over the coming weeks. Around the time that Burr sold his shares of major corporations, including several hard-hit hotel companies, he publicly expressed confidence about the U.S. government's ability to fight the virus. However, in late February, Burr privately warned that the virus is much more aggressive in its transmission than anything that we have seen in recent history. And as Breitbart reported, Senator Lindsey Graham is using the coronavirus recovery bills to dramatically expand the award of EB-5 green cards to wealthy Chinese if they lend money to U.S. real estate investors and other companies. A proposal which could be included in one of the Senate's coronavirus rescue bills would significantly boost the number of visas offered annually from 10,000 to 75,000, while cutting in half the investment required to earn legal residence from $900,000 to $450,000, they say. Half the recipients of the EB-5 visa program, investors and their families, come from China, according to a report by the Brookings Institution think tank. And while America is distracted, Adam Schiff is performing CPR on three crooked FISA provisions that lapsed as the Washington Times reports attempts to rein in the government's ability to spy on Americans fell flat after Representative Adam B. Schiff intervened to protect the types of powers that the FBI used to go after the Trump campaign. campaign in 2016. The longer this goes on, the more the veil will be lifted on the disgusting face of corruption and a coordinated globalist siege of a once thriving United States. John Bound.
We've all watched with disgust and anger as companies across the United States and the world raise prices during this crisis and gouge their customers. InfoWars has done the opposite. Despite the fact that we've sold out of many of our products and are waiting for others to come back in, we have kept all the products that we have in stock massively discounted 20 to 50%. The average discount is 40% right now on our best-selling items. So stock up on things for you and your family during this crisis. Bolster your body. Bolster your defense. Be as healthy as you can so that we can all make it through this together. It is so important for everybody to do their own research and to protect themselves and their families with the knowledge that God has given us. Be sure and visit InfoWarsStore.com today and take advantage of these items while we still have them in stock.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We're going to an amazing lady here in just a moment for the rest of the hour, Chamaine Nugent, Ted Nugent's wife, and most of you know who she is from the TV shows, the books, and more. She's got a lot to say about the coronavirus, living off the grid, how to not go crazy during this time, and more. But first, here's the governor of California who said he wanted to trigger this nationwide, declaring martial law, but not calling it martial law, saying 40 million people must stay in their homes. Here he is last night.
Further, we have absolute expectation. This will be socialized in real time. We've had the privilege of talking to many, many mayors today and county leaders that are hopeful we were moving in this direction. And I have all the confidence in the world. These guidance along the same lines that we advanced on large gatherings will take shape.
The governors of Illinois and Ohio ordered the closure.
Yeah, well, we could do that easily.
Why not exercise your...
Because we... It's a nuance and distinction we get caught up in, because to date we haven't needed to do that. We've set out guidance. That guidance has been met in every circumstance. And as I said in the past, if you want to establish a framework of martial law, which is ultimate authority and enforcement, we have the capacity to do that. But we are not at this moment feeling that is a necessity. And to the extent that people do not socialize and support this very directive guidance, I would be surprised, and we have all the confidence it will be.
So, Governor, it's not enforceable, or you don't plan to enforce it?
I'll repeat. We had this exact conversation with many of you as well last week when we put out the guidelines as it relates to non-essential events. You saw in every part of the state those guidelines were followed. I have all the expectation in the world the guidelines will be followed on this. The same thing that I said then, I'll repeat what I just told Phil just a moment ago.
Stranglehold. He puts you into martial law. Try to push Trump into that, or Trump hasn't acted, they're saying. He follows the Chi-Com model, but he says, oh, but it's not a stranglehold. It's a subtle nuance, as you heard him just say, as they burn down the U.S. economy. Well, Chamaine Nugent's an amazing lady. She's an author, blogger, podcaster, healthy lifestyle ambassador, and a TV host of 40 years' experience as a fitness instructor. She co-hosts and co-produces the award-winning Ted Nugent Spirit of the Wild TV show, the longest and top-rated outdoor hunting show. She is on a mission from God to make America healthy again. Chamaine Nugent rocks. And on Facebook and Instagram at Chamaine Nugent. Chamaine is Chamaine. I guess not quite named after the cool lady in El Cid. That's a true story. But she's here with us. Thanks for coming on. I really appreciate it.
Hey, Alex. Thanks so much for having me. I love that music.
I know. It's one of my favorite songs. I think you
next
know the guy
play
that Storm plays
season.
That.
I do. I know him very well, actually.
Okay. Listen, I can talk all day, so I want you to have the floor here. The virus, Q stuff, you said you want to just be bold and that these days you're letting folks have it. Because I know in person, you know as much as I do or more. I mean, you're on fire, but then you're a little more reserved in public. I get it, but hit them with both barrels. You've got the floor.
Well, number one, I have to thank all of our healthcare workers who are on the front lines of this war right now. We owe our lives to them. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing, for putting your lives at risk, and for taking care of us. I mean, this is scary. And you've talked about the coronavirus and what's going on. And I started to do some research in the past month or so, and I started to find out what's really going on, and it scared the crap out of me. And I just felt that I needed to share this with my followers. I mean, I say that I'm an unlikely interpreter and messenger for what's going on, but I've had so many people wake up, and my followers, and do their own research. That's what I encourage.
Well, I respect you as a researcher. I've learned a lot from you on the medical field, you know, on the nutrition side. I mean, you're really a respected expert on that. From your deep research, what do you really think this virus is? Where do you think it's coming from? What do you think is going to happen?
Well, nobody knows for sure. I'm sure there's a handful of people who do know, but those of us who are civilians don't really know exactly how it's all going to pan out. But I want to ask you a question and your listeners, your viewers a question. Do you really think this is about the coronavirus? Do you really think that we're being sequestered for the coronavirus? And what else is there? And I have encouraged all of my followers to do their own research. And I started to become bold and brave. And you know what, Alex? I got to tell you, there's never been a time where I wasn't more proud to be a hunter and more proud that Ted and I haven't altered our lifestyle at all. We just don't go into town, but we live off the land anyway, and we're totally self-sufficient. So this really hasn't affected us. In fact, I get to talk to people like you more often.
Well, I've been out to your Texas place, and it is a little piece of heaven, and it's very simple as well. You got your house up there on the side of the ridge, and you know people would think you guys have a big mansion or something. And, you know, I mean, you guys have an awesome little cottage that you would imagine Snow White lives in, except there's about 100 guns.
Only 100?
100 that I could see.
Yeah, that's right. We've always been self-sufficient, and it's really important. I think, you know, since Ted and I got married 31 years ago, I learned firsthand the opportunity to have to take care of myself for my family. And remember the Y2K fears? That's when I first started getting into hunting and becoming a responsible gun owner. And not taking it for granted, my safety. I started getting death threats, and I started carrying, and I never take a day of my life for granted. And you know, one of the reasons that I'm on this mission is because I got sick and almost died from toxic mold exposure between the walls of my home that was once featured on MTV Cribs. We didn't know what was going on with us, and Ted and I and our son Rocco just kept getting sicker and sicker. And I had pre-emphysema, which is why I've been staying home more often anyway. And I became my own investigative sleuth and found out that both Ted and I had 4 different types of mold in our bloodstream. I was diagnosed with pre-emphysema, and I don't smoke. And our son Rocco had severe asthma. So I had to make a shift. I think once you get backed into a corner, nobody puts baby in a corner, right? Once you get pushed into a corner, you come out fighting. And right now, we've got to fight for our health. We've got to fight for our lives. And I don't mean to scare anybody. I want to replace the and stress that it's not about scaring. It's about being responsible. But if there's ever a time when America needs to step up, it's now.
I'm just sitting here listening to you. I want to get into a whole bunch of areas with you, but tell us what you really think, because I don't want to believe that Trump isn't making progress against the deep state, but then I don't want to believe that there's just this huge thing secretly going on where everything's being handled, but then I do see the head of Harvard Science caught as a TRICOM agent. I do see all these top people being arrested as pedophiles. I do see the deep state getting rolled up, and now we're learning that Hillary's server is in the hands of the NYPD and is going to be coming out soon. So it does look like that Trump is on the move, but he was already on the move before this virus popped up. So I see them trying to use the virus against Trump, saying it's his fault, but at the same time, it's also an opportunity for Trump to mop up the deep state. So I think both sides are trying to use it right now. What do you think?
Yeah, I totally agree. But I think Trump is one step ahead of him. And obviously, This is a preordained evolution. This is unlike anything we've ever experienced before, to biblical proportions. And it's all had to unravel the way that it's unraveled. I think that we're going to start seeing more of the president helping people. I think there's going to be a takeover. Rather than bailing out the banks, we're bailing out the people. And that's the way it should be. People are going to be sent checks, and people are going to, taxes are going to be deferred. So,
oh, yeah, they just announced that you don't pay income taxes now until later in the year, in like July. It's crazy.
It's an exciting time. I know what you're trying to get me to say. I do believe that there is an orchestrated group of individuals that some people have called Q, who have been dropping breadcrumbs, so to speak, for those of us. And the information is available online. I have told my people to do the research for themselves and to look up QAnon and to do due diligence for themselves.
Let's talk about it with Shemay Nugent straight ahead. Stay right there. We'll be back.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
I am doing all the right things, drinking plenty of water, eating right, and exercising. But month after month, my constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating keep coming back.
Irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, affects 13 million Americans. Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Sponsored by Allergan Pharmaceuticals and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Excited to have her with us, and I'm told Ted might pop in, but I really am enjoying talking to her, because I always love talking to Ted too and getting his take on this. And I know you guys pretty much agree, maybe disagree a little bit, you know, on the virus overall, how serious it is, or if it's really just a cover for something larger. But I have said last Sunday, and I said at the start of the show, that I believe if they declare nationwide martial law officially, that it'll be done on a Sunday night. Well, I'm reading the governor of New York's edict that just came out. Everything shut down on Sunday night at 8 p.m. And so there you go. And that's what Trump was thinking about doing. If you want to do it in the middle of the week or middle of the giant rush hour, you've got to slowly implement it. And it just shows how crazy the world is, folks. We've been predicting this for so long. Shemaine Nugent, there's so many topics I want to get into with you here. But a big part of what you talk about is how to not go crazy while you're locked down. But I saw the London Guardian demonize myself and James Leslie Rawls and others saying that we've said be preppers for years. That just means be self-sufficient. Ants are self-sufficient. Grasshoppers aren't. But now I think that shows our credibility is even greater that we've been prepping. They act like in the New York Times, London Guardian, that we're bad for being prepared. But I know you and Ted don't even call it prepping. You just call it being self-sufficient.
Yeah, that's right. Alex, if you don't mind, I would like to do something here with you live that you've probably never done before on your show. Are you ready?
Yes.
You want to try it?
Is it called breathing?
Okay. I want you to take a deep breath, and when you breathe in, silently count to four. Ready? Do it with me. Ready? You're not doing it.
I counted to four.
Good. Good. All right.
That's you see how I guessed what you were going to say?
Great mind.
No.
You know what? You know what, Alex? Here's the thing. We don't really know for sure what's going to unravel and when, and we're all getting breadcrumbs and bits and pieces of information. But I woke up a couple of weeks ago with an anxiety attack. Before this all happened, I was in the hospital, and I started thinking, this is something's got to change. I have to change. Each and every one of us are
responsible. Same thing happened to my wife, who I know you're friends with and talk to. It's happened to her about 6 weeks ago. She started having dreams about toilet paper and people having a huge amount. I thought she was crazy. But a lot of women have been having premonitions. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, and I really believe that right now the only thing that we can do for sure, the only thing that we know for sure is that each and every one of us has to take care of our health. For whatever reason, do you want to go to the hospital right now, whether or not you have the coronavirus? No. Take care of yourself. I like to. This is what I started doing recently, and it's really helped me. I shut down. I unplug. I disconnect from TV, from radio, from everything 2 hours before I go to bed. I take a bath. I put lavender essential oils in the bath, and I light the candles, and I listen to soft music. You have to. You have to take care of yourself because you'll wake up in the middle of the night.
By the way, you're right. It looks like I've aged 10 years the last couple months dealing with this, and it's true. We've got to disconnect. We've got to turn our phones off. We've got to breathe more and not let this make us have a heart attack or get divorced or have all the stress that it's causing, because that's really the byproduct of it is the stress of all this change. So how do I do that?
Yeah, so fear. Let's not overreact with fear. Let's be overprepared. So prepare your bodies and your mindset, mind, body, and spirit. All are one. All are connected. If somebody says something to you that, hurts your feelings, you feel it in your gut. So what we need to do right now is do more meditation, exercise. I'm going to start to do every other day live video workouts on my Instagram. And it'll just be about 10 minutes. And you know what? 10 minutes can make a huge difference. In fact, in my book, 4 minutes can take a, make a big difference. I talk about little things in my book.
Well, I should have brought that book up. I can't wait to read that because...
It's all right. Little things that you can do in 4 minutes that will change your life. And I already talked about this. I wrote this several years ago, that you can do, go outside while we can and breathe and listen to the birds. And for Ted, he's got to put his hearing aid in to listen. But really listen to the sounds of Mother Nature and let that soothe your soul and ground, get grounded in earth and really play with your kids, play with your dogs, spend time doing the things that you love to do, but indoors. And if you've got kids, you might be going a little bit stir crazy trying to figure out how to entertain them all. But this is a great opportunity for us, Alex. This is what we've needed. We've become so disconnected from our families. And this is a great shift, I think.
I agree. Get back to the book, because I actually wanted to bring the book up. I want to read it, because what are the little tricks you can do? But people should read the book, but what are the basic things we can do to just de-stress?
Well, I cover three pillars, mind, body, and spirit, because it really is all connected. It's not just a diet book, although I do talk about things that you shouldn't eat, like foods that have been prepared and have all kinds of chemicals in them and put on a shelf for months or even years. Get back to the hoof, the ground, or the tree, like we're going to have to now more than ever, and fuel your body with clean, wholesome food, but also taking care of your mindset. Get right with God, as I've heard you say. Become more prayerful. Become more loving to yourself and to those around you.
You're right, because when I do things because I hate the globalists, it makes me physically not happy. But I do it because I love my children, because I love humanity, then it's empowering. Now, I've gotten a little bit more healthy over the years, but somebody that does need your advice, who I know you know well, is the president. We need to tell him he needs to stop the KFC and the McDonald's. Man, he's got an iron constitution at his age eating that stuff.
I know. I think there's something else going on. He's fueling himself, fueling his body, mind, and spirit with energy from us, energy from the people. And I know for a fact, and you probably know this too, and I know, Ted, the reason that we keep going, the reason that I keep posting, the reason that I've recently spoken out about what I know is because I get so much positive feedback, and I'm sure the president does too. That's the fuel for our fire, our spiritual fire that we need right now.
Well, I was about to say, used to, on like mainline comment sections in newspapers or YouTube, about half the comments supported. Now it's like 90% on videos attacking me, ABC News or CNN. It's almost every comment, and I know for Ted and you that you've been attacked mm-hmm. for decades promoting Americana and hunting and freedom.
Yep.
And now you're seeing the same thing, that it's almost completely positive?
You know what, Alex? I think being married to Ted for 31 years, I've learned so much, and I've learned how to grow thicker skin. And Ted, you know Ted, he doesn't let the haters get to him. In fact, it fuels his fire even more. And I've learned a lot from that. There's always going to be haters. So I get 99.999% such positive feedback on all my social media. People that I've literally, I'm not kidding you, I've saved their lives. So that's what keeps me going, and that's what you and I and Ted and the president and all of us who are in this position that we can help other people need to focus on, is the positive, spreading the love and spreading the joy.
No, I totally agree, and I know other people that know you, and you've also helped us. You really care about people and really help folks in their lives. You've helped my wife. It's amazing, and what you're saying is that empowers you. It's better to give than to receive. Shemaine Nugent is our guest, ShemaineNugent.rocks. And I'm told that the Motor City Madman might be popping in, but I'm happy to have you, but I'd love to have Ted as well. We'll be right back to cover the waterfront, then open phones next hour, and Mike Adams.
Our constitutions, our health is our most valuable asset. It's what allows us to stay alive on this amazing planet that God's given us. And we've got to take care of our bodies. We've got to take care of ourselves. And all the products at InfoWarsStore.com have been researched deeply and have been developed with some of the top experts in the country to maximize what God's given us through Mother Nature to help our bodies boost their defense against all the insane things that have been artificially introduced into our environment. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today during all this hysteria and realize it's not toilet paper or flashlights that you really need. Sure, it's okay to have plenty of that, but it is high quality supplements and we've got the best. And during this crisis, I am discounting everything 40% at InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
On the storm. Oh, we're in the storm now.
To an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Well, there's two characters right there. Never had Ted Nugent on via Skype. It's cool. And we got his wife here, the best-selling author of 4 Minutes to Happy. I'm not going to go over her whole bio. Everybody knows who she is. We hit TV shows with Ted. So I've got a twofer. I didn't know Ted was going to be on today, so it's great to have him as well. Wow, it is just so crazy. We are riders on the storm. Shemaine, it's great to have you here. It's great to have the Motor City Madman here. I can just hear the Star Spangled Banner being played during your living room off that guitar. Nothing like it. Where do you guys want to go? Because I got to ask a lot of questions. I got 100 of them. What does Ted think about what's happening? What does Shemaine think? What it's like to be, I mean, I know you already live out on the land anyway, so this is normal for you. Where do you think this is going? Great to have you here, Ted.
Well, back at you,
especially to share it with the Queen of the Forest. Are you kidding me? I'm a lucky man, but Alex,
look how lucky I really am. But bottom line is, I think I share, you know, self-evident truth, ongoing logic, and widespread common sense. Just getting off of my Facebook now, there's a lot of positive energy and spirit. What I'm witnessing, what Shemaine and I are celebrating here, is that our neighbors here in Texas and all my buddies up in Michigan I talk to, quite honestly, on Facebook, I think I've communicated with all 50 states and all Canadian provinces. I think a guy from Ireland, a guy from Belgium, a guy from Germany and France, and in this horrible, uncharted territories, there is some panic, but majority of my fellow humans are helping their neighbors. They're already fortified. The last Boy Scout is alive and well in this country. And those of us that don't have to scramble in an emergency for toilet paper, we're adequately prepared for at least a few weeks, the Nugent family for at least a year. But the people who are intelligent, conscientious, tuned in, they're helping our neighbors. They're helping those in need right now. So, yes, the pandemic is not the road less traveled. It's literally a non-road that's never been traveled before. And I'm watching the press conferences by the greatest president in the history of this country. And boy, is he in his finest hours. He's not acting presidential because the past presidents gave the control of our life-saving medical and antibiotic development to the genocidal, tyrannical, communist Chinese. So President Trump is fixing this horrific criminal deep swamp, deep state abuse of power. And I think we're going to come out of this, like President Trump said just a moment ago, better and stronger, because I hope people learn to be prepared so they can help those amongst us who are less prepared.
Now, I think you're right overall, Ted, but you're kind of up on the mountain. I mean, I've been to your place. You're a tough guy at 71. You're in a lot better shape than, you know, most men that are 30. You've got an awesome wife. That's been on her bio. Queen of the Forest is really who she is. Amazing people. And you're prepared and you're ready and you can skin a buck, run a trot line, and your neighbors are, you know, out there outside Waco, you know, here in the heart of Texas, just north of Austin, which is enemy territory now. But when you go to the leftist areas and the homeless everywhere and the feces and the needles, and they don't know how to take care of themselves. During this breakdown in New York and California, they're exempting all of them. They're letting prisoners out by the thousands. I'm really concerned about the dark side. So I'm not trying to be negative here, but I know from the world of Ted Nugent, who's got his act together, things are looking good because you were prepared. But what about the leftist? What about these people that, quite frankly, can't even find their ass with both hands?
Well, we're well aware that we're celebrating the good, and it's important that you and I, and Shemaine does this all the time, we maximize the good, but in order to maximize the good, you have to do what you just said, Alex, and that spotlight the bad and the ugly. And the bad and the ugly is what I just said a moment ago, that our past administrations in the United States of America gave our life-saving medical and antibiotic productivity to the genocidal, tyrannical, communist Chinese, and what you're identifying, the California feces and needle epicenter, homeless cluster whack of the world, it was already worse than COVID-19 because of Democrats and liberal power abusers and criminals within our government that sell off the shares of their travel and hotel stock with insider information. So we're well aware of the bad and the ugly. So I think that the good amongst us will indeed help as many of the ill-prepared or even the bad and ugly that is out there. But I think we have to be caught, blocked, and ready to rock the clock more now than ever, because these power-abusing elected employees are literally making it worse by letting dangerous criminals out by the thousands across the country. But I got to tell you, not only do we prepare ourselves with toilet paper and water and fish and meat and venison and medical supplies and fuel and generators, there's a whole bunch of us out here, but believe me, we have unlimited firepower. And if these released recidivistic monsters want to mess with the good people of America, we will cut them in half to protect our families. Write that down.
And that's why I'm glad you're here, and I want Shemaine to pop in any time with her views on this. But
well, you know what, Alex? I really think that this is a great opportunity for us to do a reset, a reboot, to think about what is really important to us, and that's family, God, family, country. and our health. And I've always been a healthy lifestyle ambassador, and I feel like now more than ever, those of us who are healthy and those of us who are strong and those of us who can still get out, reach out to people in your life, people in your community who might need a helping hand. There's a lot of good people right now who might need some assistance. And that's where Americans are so
exactly.
Great.
Everybody needs to adopt some people that are in need instead of the welfare system programming them, using them. We all need to reach out and help people.
I totally agree. And it's a great opportunity for us to, okay, let's get rid of the junk food. Let's think about fueling our body with superfood nutrition, what nutrition we can. And
yeah, what are you doing to Ted over here? Because I've met him a few, many times in person years ago, but hanging out at your house, he was 70 when I was there a year ago. I mean, seriously, this guy is like a super space alien elf or something. I mean, he looks like he's about 50.
Can I tell them what we did the other day here in this room?
Yeah, sure. She stretched me. Boy, you haven't stretched till you've had this woman stretch you, Alex.
I made him get down on the floor and do some stretching exercises and yoga, and I said, look, pal, I'm going to need you around, so you better start taking care of yourself, because he was complaining that he couldn't put his socks on. I'm like, oh, no, I'm not going to be putting your socks on for you. You're going to put your socks on yourself. So, yeah, we need to take care of each other. And we need to help one another. We need to stretch our bodies, stretch our minds, stretch our air capacity.
And stretch our instinct of self-defense. And as she helped me stretch on the floor, Alex, we went right to the firing range and we trained and practiced with our firearms.
Yes.
And she is such a samurai, zen, aim small, miss small, tactically aware individual. That's as important as having food and water and medicine for your families, is to be able to defend yourself. And when our government, when these different Democrat punks are...
Well, that's where I was going. I'm sure you know this, but it's hardly getting news. They're banning gun sales in California, most areas. They're passing laws you can't transport your own firearm in Louisiana. What in the hell is... We need our guns more than ever during a lockdown.
Well, we train every day. I just had a bunch of guys out here yesterday. We're actually testing some new body armor, a Phoenix body armor that is lightweight and it stops much more powerful ballistics, and it's more maneuverable for law enforcement and military and for civilians. You know, we don't like to think in terms of mass dangerous, rioting, but it's happened in the past. I was in Detroit in 1967 during that firestorm summer, when the riots were completely out of control. And it's really interesting to note that people are scrambling to buy toilet paper and guns and ammo. You should already have toilet paper, and you should already have guns and ammo, and you should know how to use both.
That's right. Ted Nugent, TedNugent.com. When we come back in our final segment, again, I got a lot of questions, but I want to find out front and center what else you're doing to get prepared and how long you think this is going to last and what you think President Trump should do. And I got to say, beyond presidential, I mean, I'm proud of Trump, but when they accused him of calling it a Chinese virus, he went, the Chinese government's blaming our military with no evidence. How about that?
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Known as a surprise globalist, you didn't think you'd take all our rights, did you?
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
By the way, with Chamaine Nugent and Ted Nugent, it's not an act, all their positivity. And I'm not a famous rock star like Ted Nugent, but being on the air for 26 years, I've met a lot of them, and they're just all, even though they're nice people, they're wrecks. And they don't live, you know, past 55 usually. Ted's 71, and he does look like he's, you know, a guy who's 60 in shape. His knees may hurt and stuff like that. You know, things go out. And his wife, look at her. So it's not about, oh, look at these guys. They're so great. They live in a little cottage on a ranch in Texas and got one up in Michigan, and they're so happy. And so when they're giving you this advice, it's really real. And I get really negative because I get so pissed off at the globalists. But I was thinking even last night and this morning, I got to go on air. They didn't even say they were going to get positive like this and bring up good things. And we talk about the positive things. Our kids aren't in the schools getting brainwashed and drag queen story time, and families are together. And usually I get so busy, I tell my wife, don't cook or whatever, just order food in. I've been cooking dinner and with her and having fun and with the kids more, and it's just been better. And so there are a lot of positive things coming out of this. I didn't mean to steer us down that direction. Ted Nugent, Chamaine Nugent, you want to comment more on that? Or what else in the 10 minutes we have left is on your radar screen that you'd like to impart to the troops out there?
You know, when we are having our kids indoors more often, And there might be a time where we have to homeschool them. We all might have to do that. And I homeschooled Rocco for a little bit. And I know here are a couple of tips that I can share with people. Take a designated amount of time that you know you can withstand and your kids can withstand, and have a designated area for learning only. That means shut down the iPads and whatever other instruments your kids have and just focus on learning. And then here's another big one is talk about what they learned. Ask them questions. Remember the old show and tell? Well, ask them to show you what they learned. Ask them to tell you what they learned so that you're listening. Because you know what? I see a lot of parents that just aren't really listening and aren't interacting with their kids. And they give them, you know, cell phone devices and they keep them busy. But this is an opportunity for us to reset and reboot and spend time with our kids.
You know, it's scary when I go to a store or a restaurant and I look and none of the families are talking. They're all on their phones. And then I catch myself doing it as well. You're right. We've got to compartmentalize this stuff and designate the times we're going to do it. Ted, your take on that.
Well, yeah, we're talking truth, logic, and common sense based on the lifestyle of being tuned in and being conscientious of your surroundings. And being raised in a hunting family, I've always been fascinated and passionate about listening to the birds and watching the habitat and managing the wildlife and feeding my family the purest, most organic, natural food in the world that I hunt every year. I kill it and I grill it. And at 71, not just because I've been clean and sober my whole life, but because I've been conscientious about my diet. So these are times now with you allude to the tragedy of brainwashing in our anti-education systems. Yes, we need to talk more about a healthy lifestyle, but parents have to do what I've done with all my sons and daughters and what Shemaine and I did with Rocco. Drugs, alcohol, tobacco, vaping, that is not making ends meet. Mm-hmm. That is not quality of life investment, consumerism. I think now during this dangerous pandemic, now's the time to look at our brothers and sisters, our families, our sons and daughters and grandchildren, and go, what are you doing with your life? What are you eating today? What are those words on the contents of that package? What are they?
You know, it's funny you say that because I've instinctively done that. I quit drinking for about 5 months, 100%, and lost like 40 pounds, felt great, started back a little bit, and instantly had an issue, you know, a problem. And you're right. People just ought to hang it up. I mean, the world's too dangerous. Things are too crazy. We need to get back to being, you know, more focused because the world is a dangerous place.
And, you know, I got to tell you, I do a lot of podcasts, a lot of interviews, and I'm on my Facebook. I'm a communication guy. I really love the people around me, my band, my crew, my wonderful family, my neighbors, my buddies that come out and shoot and hunt and fish, and we run trap lines, and we go off-roading in our Broncos. So I'm a real gregarious guy. But I've also found out that if you don't know about the capabilities, the evil depths of our historical mankind abuses, if your children don't know about the Trail of Tears, the Rape of Nanking, the Bataan Death March, if you don't know about Wounded Knee, if you don't know about the atrocities that big government have perpetuated and perpetrated upon civilian publics, unsuspecting civilian publics, if you haven't taught your children the tragedies of mankind, I can't find anybody that's heard about the Rape of Nanking, and then you have people that will literally look at you and go, well, I can't believe that a human being would hurt another human being. Well, these are the kinds of bad and ugly realities that we have to teach our children and our friends. If you're not aware of the depth of evil that mankind is capable of, you have subjected yourself and opened yourself up to the naivete that it could happen again. And I believe that when you give control to elected employees who turn over the life and death control of our medicines and antibiotics to the communist Chinese government, the curse of apathy is the most suicidal irresponsibility that Americans have ever committed. And I hope we wake up to that.
And you know what, Alex?
Sorry, Shemaine, go ahead.
That's okay. I just wanted to interject. You know, there's a lot of negativity going on in the world right now and a lot of things to be scared about. But one thing that we can do is learn from history, talk to our kids about it, and write about it. You know, what we're going through now in 5 or 10 or 20 or 50 years is epic. So write about it and talk about it with your kids and your family members and get all those hurt feelings out and talk to people about it, because we have an obligation to survive and to thrive and to spread the love. I really believe that. That's why I'm here. I'm doing your show, and why Ted and I are really talking about spreading the love and being self-sufficient. So now is a good time to think about what's most important to you and your family, and to really take some stock in what you've been doing and reboot.
No, I totally agree. But since Ted mentioned this, because I've been following him since I was a kid, he always had positive things to say about Native Americans. So the leftist media claimed he hated Native Americans. And I want to just tell you guys this, but you always know. The stuff in the media about me, many times 100% fake. Just none of it's even real. You've experienced it, but I don't think the public realizes that when you promote America and freedom and the Second Amendment and God and country, you get demonized for saying be self-sufficient. You're a scammer now, or you're a racist. And Trump's been through this worse than all of us combined, but I know the listeners know who we really are. And I'm not whining. I'm just saying we also need to point out that the corporate media literally are the scum of the earth, and you can't believe a damn thing they say.
Before Ted jumps in, because I know he's got a lot to say about this, I want to encourage people, before you tweet something or text something or post something negative on somebody else's feed or page or whatever, take stock. Those who throw the first stone, take stock about what you're doing and why you really need to say those negative things. Let's try to create a new loving environment for one another.
No, I totally agree. I wish the corporate media would stop saying outrageous lies about me. But I'm just pointing out that people don't know how big of liars they are until you've been targeted by them. Ted?
Well, all you have to do is witness any of my so-called debates, how I completely decapitated Pierce Morgan, or even the Texas Public Television, when they tried to take me out about regarding the Second Amendment. I am so addicted, and I'm so good at delivering truth, logic, and common sense that is just saturated with historical and current
evidence. So all they can do is lie.
Everything I stand for. So they know they can't debate me. They're absolutely helpless to debate me. So they have to make up the nastiest lies on the planet. And I believe that even more than President Trump, I have been lied about and hated more than anybody, because my truth, logic, and common sense is untouchable. And they hate that I'm a hunter. They hate that I believe in the Second Amendment. They hate that I'm a cop. They hate that I'm anti-drug and alcohol. I live the perfect life, and the left hates rugged individuals. They hate people who declare their independence. They hate people who can stand up on their own. And you can see the smile on my face, Alex. We talked about this. I am so proud that the scum of the earth hate me. Even better than I really am.
Exactly. I know you guys have got to go. It's a 2-minute break. I want to just finish up with 5 minutes on the other side to talk about the tour, to talk about the book, to talk about what you think the next challenge to Trump will be. Because obviously this coronavirus is a big challenge, but they just keep coming at him with other challenges. And I just can't believe at 73, the only other person I know that's near that age is dynamic is Ted Nugent. I'm not kissing your ass. It's just a fact. Shemaine Nugent is here with us as well. We'll go to break for 2 minutes, do 5 more minutes, and then I've opened the phones up to law enforcement and military about the martial law preparations and what you think about it. And then Mike Adams joins us in the fourth hour. Then the War Room with Owen Schroyer comes up after that. Remember, we're on hundreds of radio stations, but the only way you find our videos and audio online is band.video and newswars.com. So share those links.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.